And we're back.
Yep. How you guys doing? Welcome to the Rob and Todd Show. I'm Todd.
I'm Todd.
Over here is Rob. This is our show.
A well-known social media influencer, a chick.
Okay.
She said that every childbirth should come with a paternity test. That should be part of the normal thing that happens at the hospital. You could opt out of it if you wanted to, but it's kind of just would be the norm.
Yeah, kind of like vaccines and stuff.
Yeah, and it's to protect the guy so he doesn't pay child support for, you know, 18 years and a kid that's not his or whatever. But she thinks that that should be something that's standard.
Now, see, here's the thought that I would have, that I imagine most people would have. If you got nothing to hide, then why hide it?
What? You don't trust me?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, it doesn't come across that way if it's standard.
Yeah, I was about to say, it'd be like circumcision. As weird as that is, it's accepted as part of the norm, part of the standard of childbirth.
Well, I actually agree with her. I think that that would not be a bad thing.
No, again, if you have nothing to hide, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it would save, sure enough, a lot of problems.
The only people that would really take a stand against that, I feel, would be the small fraction of people that think that that should be private. And another, hopefully, although I don't think a smaller fraction, probably a bigger fraction of people, who are actually cheaters and don't want to be discovered as such.
This is just something we do. You know, it's a safeguard, honestly, but it's just something we do.
Hey, it's on the house. Yeah, if it's on the house, they'll take it. Like, that's the only thing that'll be on the house at a hospital. Dr. Povich has arrived. You are not the father. Congratulations. This bill is for someone else.
His show would have suffered pretty bad if that had been going on at the time.
I could just see the waiting room, though, turning into a talk show like that. Baby don't look like me. You don't know me. Don't you judge me behind your counter with your aquarium. What kind of waiting room is this?
I guess it was Mari. He always did the paternity test.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you are the father, aren't the father kind of thing. Montel Williams did it for a while, but he wasn't as memorable.
One of the questions he always asks is, if this baby is not yours, what are you going to do?
If he's not my child, yes. I'm still going to treat him like I've been treating him. Well. I'm still going to raise him. I'm still going to be there for him.
Are you going to go out for milk?
Yes,
you
I
have
am.
To get
I'm
milk?
Go out for milk.
When it comes to one-year-old Trenton, Mario, you are not.
One guy, he says, what are you going to do if the child's yours? He says, I'm going to jump off the Empire State Building. That is. Kid wound up not being his. He cut a flip on stage. Yeah, I'm not even sure.
That's awesome.
I'm not even sure if he could do flips.
Threw his back out, but the adrenaline rush didn't feel it one bit.
He landed it.
Oh, nice.
You've probably heard about this. Missouri teacher who resigned after school found OnlyFans page gets fired from her new job.
Actually, I have heard about that, and I'm getting kind of tired of like the fact that, okay, these people are making money off of OnlyFans, but yet the real world's punishing them. I think it's a jealousy thing. I think people hate other people for making quote-unquote easy money like that.
Well, it wasn't really newsworthy for our show, but I brought it up for one reason, because someone did write a funny headline.
Okay.
Berea Kopich said she made $1 million on the platform, which she was using to supplement her teaching salary.
Doesn't have to request any money from the parents or anything. All those markers, they're getting the best. Name brand, not that off-brand, Walmart shit, Crayola all the way. Big box of colors. That's OnlyFans money, man. That's an OnlyFans classroom, man. That classroom probably has a computer at every desk. MacBook.
Computer built into the desk.
Yeah, 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 with a massage chair. Because you know how kids are, always complaining about their backs.
Yeah, some say she was fired from the first job. Some say she was forced to resign, but
it's the same difference.
Regardless, another job fired her too. She did at least want a regular job, apparently.
Well, if she made that much money off of OnlyFans, why work a regular job? They obviously don't want you, because I truly believe there's a stigmatism. When someone makes serious loot off of Instagram or YouTube or something like that, there's a hint of jealousy from the real world where they kind of have to, I don't know, demonize these people one way or another.
12-year-old gets a hangover after being served alcohol at a Michigan Outback Steakhouse. Well, drank too much.
Although at 12, I have to say that's pretty peculiar. And at an Outback, who would have thought the ironclad security they have to guard their alcohol and prevent underage drinking like this would be so easily ruptured?
If I go to Outback, I'm probably going to get a chicken breast or something because the steak is not good steak. Full of tendons, cooked wrong, seasoned wrong. It's just funky. Plus, I can't eat that wheat bread.
Oh, yeah, that is an odd appetizer there. Like, here, have some very tough bread that's brown on the outside that you probably wouldn't eat otherwise, but it's an option here, you know, while you wait.
You think they're doing that to push people to the Bloomin' Onion?
But I tell you, the 12-year-old man, he'll probably be a repeat customer.
A coal billionaire is building the world's biggest clean energy plant. It's 5 times the size of Paris.
Now, see, I don't know if that's like really big for an energy plant or Paris is just a small city.
Visible from space.
Wow.
The world's biggest energy plant. Enough electricity to power Switzerland.
Take that, Swiss. I don't know. That's pretty amazing. You don't hear about news like that often. It's always coming from the other end of like how we're fucking up the world or burning down the forest or destroying marine life or something like that. It's nice to see a billionaire actually doing something kind of Batman worthy with their money.
Well, they've got a picture here.
What are those, like solar panels there or something?
I guess.
It looks like a huge farm landscape of solar
panels. Yeah, as far as the eye can see, basically, solar panels. Is someone in the energy sector reinvesting into the energy sector?
Yeah.
But also diversifying by doing something a little different than coal. But Switzerland, that makes me think of the Swatch Watch. Remember how cool those were in elementary school?
Yeah, at first I was like, is he talking about what I think he's talking about? Yeah, he is. He's going back that far. Yeah, those are really cool. That was one of those things where like I always wanted one, and then when I got one, it's like, not that big of a deal anymore.
Switzerland. What were you thinking? Skiing? Going skiing?
Cheese. I've never been to Switzerland, but I would like to go. They seem kind of chill.
I've never dated anyone from Switzerland. You guys are safe from hearing a dating story. I'm just kidding. I'm going to hit you with the dating. We'll put it at the end of the episode. Listener question, Christina Pearson. She stood us up one time. She was going to be on the show. And she said, I might have my baby. I'm due now.
And you know what my response was? Have it live on the show. It'll make a great episode.
Well, we would have got her to the hospital. I mean...
No. You have the expertise like a doctor. I, you know, would film it and we would be live. Live from the birth canal, Robin Todd. Been a great show.
That would have been one of our more popular shows, I bet.
Definitely most memorable, I think. And probably the most to clean up.
Well, she has some woodchuck questions. First of all, Christina, I see what you did there by saying, if I can only ask one single question, and then she goes to ask multiple questions. It's just on the same topic. So we're on to you.
We got
with your multiple questions.
Let's take it one at a time here, because this is very important.
Exactly how many chucks could a woodchuck chuck? Because that's really the whole premise of the nursery rhyme or tongue twister.
It's almost asking, like, how many fucks does one give if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Especially now that Bucky's is up and running. They've got funding.
They're organized now. They have militias. They have firepower, artillery, and they're against all government occupancy.
At least 20 chucks, even for a lazy one. If they're injured on one side, the math says 10. At least 10.
What's the next question?
What is the origin of this tongue twister? Where did that come from?
1892, France.
Picture it.
Paris, to be exact. A carnival barker quit his job, opened up his own hot dog cart stand, right in front of the Eiffel Tower. But the Eiffel Tower was stealing, you know, all the attention, as it should, being such a national and revered landmark. So he started yelling out, just like he used to do as a carnival barker. Except he kept on getting twisted with his words. Thus began the tongue twister. It's kind of like an urban legend. No one really knows, but that's just what I heard. I don't know.
Selling hot dogs?
Hot dogs, yeah. But they call them croissant burgers in France. La croissant burgers. This man went on to be the most successful hot dog cart salesman ever in front of the Eiffel Tower to this day.
That's probably why they loved the statement. Woodchuck Chuck.
If a woodchuck.
Because it was in front of the Eiffel Tower. No. In the city of love. What does a woodchuck look like? Despite what Google will say, it's not a groundhog. Now that Bucky's has all that money, they can have Google tell you whatever they want Google to tell you.
Yeah.
You ever seen the bunny rabbit and Monty Python? It's like that with darker fur.
You know, I used
friendlier.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'd hate for them to be ornery. Seems like they could be rather bad savages if they were.
The holy hand grenade.
I imagine like a big hamster. There you go. I hope I didn't dumb it down too much, but there you go. A big hamster or a really big gerbil. That is what a woodchuck looks like to me.
Searches for VPNs spike in Texas after Pornhub pulls out of the state.
Pornhub pull out. Giggity. Why did Pornhub pull out of the state of Texas?
Obviously, they were afraid of litigation, or it had already happened, and
wow,
they didn't want to deal with it. I mean, why else would they? It's a big state.
Yeah, yeah, it's vast. I have to get that porn across the border there, like prescription meds from Canada, bootlegging some porn here.
It's hard to cross anything across the border from Texas to Canada, the Texas-Canada border. Thanks for pointing that out. That is... It goes underreported in the news. They're always worried about Mexico and Texas.
I know, I know. They never look up north. The northern threat. I tell you, a threat will come from the sky, not from the ground.
That teacher that was doing OnlyFans, We fired her for a third time. And I've now had to fire her for a fourth time.
Ah, yeah. Just can't get a break, can you? Somebody's going to be getting that unemployment trip.
U.S. government's proposal to boost electric vehicle sales is challenging, but not impossible.
You know, why didn't we spend more time with hybrid technology? I thought that would have been a much smoother transition than just going straight into electrical, or is like Elon Musk doing what Steve Jobs did to the music industry and manipulate it through his company endeavors?
Electric vehicle sales have plateaued. People that just had to have one, have one.
They feel out of all-time snootiness, so they're satisfied.
There's a lot of leftover inventory, but let me put it this way.
Mostly Cybertrucks.
If $65,000 will get you an F-150 Lariat, which is, you know, a nice model. It's right there with the King Ranch and stuff. It's a premium.
Right.
Premium interior, stereo, everything. Styling. If $65,000 will get you that, but it's $71,000 for a Lightning... Of course, almost everyone is going to get the Lariat.
It's like you can have a luxury gas guzzler, traditional, internal combustion engine.
Or what amounts to a base model electric. Yeah, okay, 65 may be a base Lariat, but the base Lariat gets you a lot.
Yeah, it's more luxurious than the base model of a standard Lightning or some other electrical equivalent. What the point is people would rather spend their money, get more bang for their buck, and why not? I don't understand why the government can't offer another tax incentive, maybe a bigger tax incentive, if they really want to push electrical vehicles. Or better yet, invest in infrastructure, not to just only upkeep the stuff that we have that long since needed maintenance, but building new infrastructure to accommodate this technology that we're trying to get people to adopt.
Guess that's all I've got in tech news. This episode sponsored by Outback Steakhouse.
Outback. Tendons. That's it. Just tendons.
Tough wheat bread. If you have a gluten allergy, I don't know what to tell you.
They give you like this hacksaw of a knife to cut through the bread. It's needed. It seems like it's overkill, but trust me, to get through that crust, it's needed. Outback. Serving tendons right.
This year, we partnered with Outback Steakhouse. Don't you get tired of that when you're on any social media and some random person? We partnered with
Outback Steakhouse. No rules. It's actually kangaroo meat.
They've got a secret menu. The woodchuck steak.
Yeah. And you get it free if you can chuck 10 times in a row while eating it. Try some of our butterfly shrimp. We get it from Sam's and put it in the oven. Goes great with our steak.
They do.
What kind of cut of steak is it? It's the tendon.
They do. They do advertise that butterfly shrimp.
Yeah, like it's something special. Like, dude, I get that. You could get that at Golden Corral as much as you want. And then when they run out, they just refill the pan. It's no big deal.
When I used to work in orthopedics and we would run out of ACLs and stuff from cadavers, you can either get, they can either harvest one, you know.
Or they can seem like it's catalytic converters. Like, well, damn, I need an ACL here. All these guys are
No, they get them from cadavers, or you can, like, get one from your own body.
Oh, okay.
And it's, no. You either have the palmaris longus tendon, and they'll use that.
Oh,
or they can get one from your hamstring.
All right.
Just enough to use.
Oh, just enough. Okay, good.
Anyway, when we would run out, we would just get them from the steaks at Outback.
No rules, just tendons. You're going to need a knife to cut through those tendons.
But
that's not a knife. May I recommend the bread knife? Good night, everybody. And remember, no rules. You're going to love the taste of my tendon. I guarantee it.
Sorry I laughed.
I know, right?
Say it again.
I know, I'm going to say it again. All right. You're going to love the taste of my tendon. I guarantee it.
I bet a woodchuck would eat the bread from Outback.
I bet the woodchuck would eat the shit out of the bread. He'd probably hollow the bread out and leave the crust, since the crust would make such a good shelter for the winter. Hollowed out. The butter would just be for pure joy.
The criteria that deems a chuck a successful chuck. It has to go 3 times their body length. So it's different. Chuck to chuck depends
how long their body is.
Mm-hmm.
Not every guy is as long as the other guys of chucks, woodchucks.
I guess that's it.
I want to know about this Christina Pearson. Why is she so obsessed with woodchucks? Is this like a hobby of hers? Maybe she has a pet that's a woodchuck? Could this be a fetish? Kind of like one of those Richard Gere things with the gerbil?
If it is, you still wouldn't need this information.
I suppose not, but it made good pillow talk.
Because once you start to try to play the role, you're just going to get off course and laugh about it anyway. It never turns out like you... Yeah.
Yeah.
20 thwacks. A thwack is a chuck, by the way.
Okay.
20 more. Yeah, that didn't do it. You'll see on this next 20.
Yeah. Chuck it up, y'all. Make chuck happen.
I thought we would be the worldwide authority on this. I'm just not quite satisfied with the answers that we've had. I think Bucky's is fucking with us.
I know they are, dude. You can't be that big.
Because I went to the archives. The big rolling ladder.
Yeah.
I took it straight down to Woodchuck, went up, grabbed the book titled Woodchuck.
Woodchuck shit. There you go. Volume 3, because, you know, there's a whole set.
And naturally, I threw it. You remember, you caught it.
Yeah.
The information is not, it's missing. Is this page ripped out?
Actually, I'm not sure if this is even a full book. This seems like one of those do-it-yourselfer, help-yourself kind of books here about woodchucks. I think this is the wrong kind of book we're looking for. We found a self-help book for woodchucks. God damn it. It takes a lot out of you to be chucking. But, you know, no one ever thinks about that because they think, oh, it's part of your name. It's what you do. You should be happy.
I'm done.